Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam Sichas Klaim, the laws of forbidden mixture in the Seva's room. And in this Perek, we continue regarding the forbidden mixtures of a vineyard with those plants that make it forbidden. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, the biblical prohibition. Hazireya shnei mini sevua. If someone plants two types of grains, or shnei mini rockers, or two types of vegetables, im zera hakerem, together with the seed of a vineyard, so he gets two sets of lashes, meaning if they warn him regarding klai zroim, which is the prohibition about forbidden mixtures, and what we're talking about here in this parak of klai hakerem, of forbidden mixture of a vineyard. As the Rambam says, achas mishum sachol esitzer klaim, one is for the pasuk that says that your field should not be planted a forbidden mixture, which you have two different species, and the achas mishum esitzer kamach klaim, and also because that you shouldn't plant your vineyard a forbidden mixture, where not only do you have two different types of vegetables, you also have the grapevine. Halacha beis, ve'ena loikum mishum zirei klei hakerem, but one does not get lashes for planting a forbidden mixture of a vineyard, ad sheyizra be'eretz Yisrael, until he plants this in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, which is chitu sa'ira v'chartzon, you have wheat and barley, and grapeseed b'mepeles yad, in a handful. And the chenim, also not only if you plant this, im chipo eisim ba'ofer, if it's already there and you covered over with earth, also like it, it's also considered in this isra of klayim, and one gets lashes. V'chein sotu im zarish nemini yarek v'chartzon, sotu, let's say you plant two different types of vegetables and the grapeseed. Oi, zera echad of yarek, v'zera echad min tevua, or let's say you have one type of seed of vegetables and one type of seed of a grain, and the chartzon and grapeseed been pulled out in a handful. Again, harizal leika, one's going to get lashes. You have two different types, and the grapeseed, that is a prohibition of klai hakerem. Halacha gimel. Now, v'ein l'chayv min ha-Torah, one is not liable biblically for zroyim, for plants, except for the chamishas, meaning the dagan and kidneys and legumes, and for yarakas, which are biblical. But regarding zroyim, one is not going to be biblically liable Ella al canvas, only for hemp, veluf, which is a type of a wild onion, v'kayetzibem, and things similar to that, which are mizroim shenigamarim im tevur sakerem. Those are specific seeds that mature together with the produce of the vineyard. Avashar hazroim, but regarding all other zroim, plants that are seeds, asrum devreim, those are only rabbinically prohibited. And so too, regarding the halacha of the Rambam continues regarding a similar rabbinic iser, which gets us into a discussion regarding the laws of klai hakerem in chutz la'aretz. Chen osim devreim, so it is rabbinically forbidden lizroy klai hakerem b'chutz la'aretz, to plant the forbidden mixture of a vineyard out of Eretz Yisrael. Now, in the halacha dal v'lama osu klai hakerem b'chutz la'aretz, why did they make it rabbinically prohibited to plant a forbidden mixture of a vineyard out of Eretz Yisrael? V'lo osu klai zroim, which we spoke about in the previous program, how come we didn't make rabbinically forbidden another biblical prohibition, that of forbidden mixtures of plants? The reason is v'neshekila hakerem chamurim him, because the halacha of klai hakerem, forbidden mixture of a vineyard, is more severe. Where shem nizra b'Eretz Yisrael, when it's planted in Eretz Yisrael, harim masur ba'noh, it's not only prohibition, but it's also forbidden to even have benefit from it, in contrast to klai zroim. Kimishem asur ba'nom ba'aretz, and since it's so stringent that the prohibition of even benefit in Eretz Yisrael, asur astru lezroim b'chutzlaz, they made it also rabbinically forbidden to plant it out of Eretz Yisrael. Halacha hei vein oydin, so too one's not allowed a hoe, even im agoy, with a gentile b'klayim, with a forbidden mixtures. But what you could do is you could uproot the klayim to throw it away, so that one could diminish this prohibited entity. Halacha vav, the Rambam continues regarding the prohibition of klai hakerem in a vineyard or in a field that's a pre-existing field. Halacha vav, ein issu mishum klai hakerem, there's no prohibition about a forbidden mixture of a vineyard, ela mini tevua umini rakas bavad, only types of grain or types of vegetables. Avashar mini zrum, but all other types of zroim, of plants, which we're talking about the variety that not consumed, mutilizorm by kerem, that is permitted to be planted in the vineyard, because in contrast, the zroim that are eaten, that already we said before, is rabbinically forbidden. And man tzachla mishari lanz, I don't have to tell you regarding other trees, that there's no problem with klayim with trees, because that's only regarding harkava, grafting, that we said is a problem with trees. Halacha zayin, it's forbidden to plant vegetables or grain, and these are the entities that we said have this problem about klai hakerem. What's not all planted, but tzar hagafanim, on the side of the grapevines, Oy or lita gefen, or to plant the grapevine beside a yarka tvua, it's the equivalent on the flip side, on the side of where the vegetables are growing or the grain is growing. Now, v'masakein, if the person did do this, ava b'she'en oliko, though he's not going to get lashes, because it's not in the vineyard, or in the, whichever the other one is, but how is it kiddush? But it's hallowed, it makes it prohibited, and it makes him decline. And the nestor shenim bano, and it makes both of them forbidden to have benefit, which is hayarik oya tvur, which is either the vegetable, the green, whichever one that you're planting, oya gvanim, which, or it means, and the grapevine, which is the other element with it. And the serpent is staying, you have to burn them both. Shemek says, the pasuk in Devarim, pentikta shamalaya hazera, that lest it becomes hallowed, this which is the fullness of the seed, which is a terminology of having to have it forbidden, and to go ahead and burn it. Now, vafila kashel tvua, and even the straw of the grain, vo'itzim shal gefanim elu, and the wood of the vines, even those things are shumana, everything becomes forbidden to have benefit. And the servant doesn't have to burn them. And v'liyasek mem tam b'krem, you cannot burn them in heating up a stove or an oven. No, because that would be having benefit. And v'liyavashal behem beisur afasim, and neither should you be cooking with them at the time you're burning them. It's forbidden to have any benefit from any of the elements of these entities. Now, halacha ches Ram continues, what happens if this klayim be'oinis? In other words, which was not intended. Now, whether one plants or whether one maintains, but kimin shado klayim tzamchu b'karma b'nichem, once he sees that there's a forbidden mixture sprouting in his vineyard and he leaves it there, or is it kiddush? Again, that makes it a problem of klayim. Now, however, ve'einu d'mekadosh do b'she'einu shaloi. A person, however, does not have the ability of sanctifying or creating a prohibition on something that's not his. Fikach, therefore, hamasachar gafna, if someone goes and covers over his grapevine, agabi tvos shel chaver, he leans it over his friend's grain. So kiddush gafna, so his own vine becomes prohibited for klayim, v'lo niskacha tvua, but his friend's grain does not become forbidden, because again, he can't make his friend's things forbidden. So to sikach gefen chaver al tvuasa, let's say he takes his friend's grapevine and he leans it over his grain. So kiddush tvua, he makes his grain forbidden, but he does not make his friend's grapevine forbidden. Sichi gevin chaver al tvuas chaver. Let's say he takes his one friend's grapevine on his other friend's grain, or that friend. Either way, lekiddush echemem, neither one is sanctified. And the reason is because again, he does not have the ability of making someone else's things forbidden. Because of this, hazirei karma b'shviyas. If someone plants his vineyard climb in the Shemitah year, like he does not make it forbidden because it's not his. And you can't make someone else's thing forbidden because it's actually hefker, it's everyone else's. Halacha test, harayi kalayim bekerem chaver v'kimam. Interesting. Let's say someone sees a forbidden mixture in his friend's vineyard growing, and he maintains it. Hariza harayi, so the one who saw this, the observer who didn't do anything, is he's asa ben yasim, he's forbidden to have benefit from them. But v'chalot mutarmem, everyone else who didn't see it and maintain it, is permitted them. Now, v'ilu kima balakem, however, if let's say the owner of the vineyard, he maintained it, which is part of the violation of klayim, he would have made it forbidden to every single person, like we explained, that is included in the isra of planting klayim, and the owner has all the rights in it to make it forbidden for everyone. Halacha yud ha'anus, a robber, shezarek klayim bekerem chaver, who he steals someone else's land, and he plants a forbidden mixture in his friend's vineyard. So, it depends. Im nishtaku haba'olim, if that once the guy, the robber, took possession of the vineyard. So the owner of the vineyard, because he's so afraid that the guy wants to go ahead and torture him, so he gets lost. Now, although he didn't give up hope of getting his field back, biblically, that on some level he's lost from here, and the guy took over the field, he can make a claim. But if the owner's the ownership did not get lost, even though he gave up hope, it's still considered his, and therefore, again, one person cannot make someone else's things forbidden for klayim, but rabbinically, it's only going to be rabbinically problematic as klayim. If the wind went and uprooted the branches of the vine, and the wind blew it on to grain, which is again a problem for klayim, but the wind did it. So then yigdu esem yad, you have to cut it off right away. Now vim eiri einus v'leisilkim. Let's say something beyond this control happened and he wasn't able to remove it. Arei matarm. So it's going to be permitted again because the issur of klayim only happens if someone does it deliberately, as the Rambam is going to explain later in halacha chaf aleph, and the v'leinus kadosh has not become usur for klayim. Halacha yud beis anus shazara hakerem. Let's say the robber, he goes and he plants the vineyard. We're talking about the case of Loinishtaku Habalim, that the owner's name has not been lost, and again, which it does not become forbidden through the robber. So Kishiyotza Ha'anos, when the robber finally leaves, and he leaves the vineyard for the owner. So Yiktza Hazera Miyad. So the owner should right away cut off what sprouted over there immediately, so that he shouldn't be like as if he's maintaining the climb. And even if, let's say, the guy left, now the owner could come back in on the intermediate days of a Yom Tov, which it's forbidden to harvest on Chalash HaMoed, only if it's really necessary. This is necessary for the problem of climate. Even on Chalash HaMoed, he should cut it off. Now, let's say he doesn't find workers to do the work for him. He should add on even up until a third more of what their wages should be. Now, let's say Bitrimim and the Yosef again. Let's say they're asking from him even more than that. Oh, or let's say he can't even find workers. So then, Harizim Mavakesh Benachas. So he should, in a pleasant way, he should continue trying to find workers or to get them to do the job for a normal price without hiking up the prices. And Makaitzer and harvest at the same time. Now, Nishtah Hazera. But let's say those other seeds, if those other growths were maintained over there without something beyond his control. Until it comes the time that would make it a problem about Klai, meaning that it's already has increased a 200th with the forbidden mixture after the robber had already left. Well, then then it's considered climb the Asher Shneim, and then both of the species are going to be forbidden. Now, Lachiyat Gimel, the Rambam discusses regarding the stage of a growth that creates the prohibition of climb. Meimisay Tvua, a Yark Miskatchen. From when is it that the grain or the vegetable, which those are two types that are problematic in the vineyard, from when, what stage is the miscashion? Does it create a problem about Klein? So it's Mishayash Rishu, from when they take root. That's on their side of the equation, which is these two types that create the Klein Kerem. There's the grain and the vegetables, and then there's the grapes. So for grain and the vegetables, when they take root. Anovim, what's with the grapes? It's Mishayash Kapalovim, it's when it makes it into the stage of being like the size of a white bean. Shnei Malach, it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, it says, Hamaleya Hazer Shetizra, the fullness of the seed that was planted, Usavu is Hakerem, and from the grain, meaning the produce of the vineyard, which is, what do you see from the Pasuk? Ad Sheyizrazem, until you plant this one, meaning the grain or the vegetable, V'yizem, that the grape will be Tevua, meaning that it will sprout, which is the size of like a white bean. That's when it's considered a climb. But let's say regarding grain, is already fully matured already, totally dried out. Well, the grape is already fully ripened. Then in your miscatches, then it's not going to go ahead and make it a problem by klayim, because then it's already been completed. You can't call it anymore tavuas kerem or maloi zera. It's rather called grapes and wheat. So ketzad sahaso. Tavuah shi yavshu kol tzarka, so you have grain that already has fully dried up. But not to give him a teich, and you go and you plant a vine inside of it. Let's say the grapes is fully matured. Bizar tavuah yark, but see, then you plant grain or vegetables on the side of it. So avbish is a aser, although that this is forbidden, but any miskatches that wouldn't make it into klayim anymore. Halach yudal. Kerem shlehigiu anov of lis kapay lalovan. Let's say, the other way, not that it's fully ripened, but let's say you have a vineyard that the grapes has not yet even been the size of a white bean. Rather, they're underdeveloped. And you plant inside of it vegetables or grain, and they took root, which on their side, that's considered a viable problem for klayim. How is it like Kiddush has not made into klayim? Again, because the grape is not yet at that proper stage. Now, even so, we do penalize them, and we prohibit that which was planted, meaning regarding the grain or the vegetable, because that is the stage. But the underdeveloped grape, which is not even at the stage yet, that's going to be permitted. Now, vim akar hazera, now, which this is really explaining what we said, that the boiser is mutter, that the underdeveloped grape is going to be permitted. So this is really what the Rambam is explaining. He says, vim akar hazera, now, if you uproot that which was planted over there, koyim shiyasa novim kapayla novim, before the grape becomes the size of a white bean, which is a certain size, well, that's Harizim Udbanos. So that's what we're saying, that the grapes will be permitted to have benefit from it. Now, let's say Miktas Nasr Kapayla Lovin, Miktas Lenasr. Let's say some of the grapes became already the size of a white bean and some didn't. Okay, Eshenasr Niskatru. So those which became that size, they became forbidden as climb. Eshenasr Matron. Those which didn't are permitted. Halacha says above. Anav Mishenasr Kapayla Lovin. Okay, let's say the grapes did become the size of a white bean. Bizarre Bitsidim Tvoy Mini Rockets, and you planted on the side of those vines, those grapes. You planted grain or types of vegetables. Now, But you went and you plucked, you harvested the growths before they took root. Oh, then again, then they're permitted to have at least benefit from them because it didn't yet take root. And we said it's only climb when they do. If they took root, okay, then you have both sides of the equation in that prohibited element, and therefore then it's going to be prohibited. You have a grapevine that the leaves have dried up. The nuflu, and they fall down, which is the way the grapevine usually dries up in the winter months, which is specifically that type of dryness, because actually if it totally dries up, actually then you would be even permitted to plant right there on the side. But we're saying that the grapevine, it's a little dried up as the leaves are already falling down. So usul is right, but see the yarkid for. You're still not allowed to plant on the side of it vegetables or grain. But vimzar lekidish. But if you did plant, then it's not like a regular grapevine. Then it's not going to make a problem by climb. And b'chin hazarei ba'atzus she'ena nokov. So if you plant a plant inside a pot that has no hole on the bottom, it's not perforated. Hamunach b'kemen. You put this plant in the vineyard lekidish. That's not made it into climb. But amakunus amakis maratis. But you give him the rabbinic lashes. But if it is a perforated pot as a whole, I record it's like regular land, and again, that would be the biblical violation of klein. Lachi Zandaram continues regarding planting either willingly or not in the normal way. So, either by kerem, let's say someone was passing through a vineyard. The nafam in his rhyme, it got all holes in his pockets, who knows? It fell from him seeds. Let's say it came out together with the fertilizer, or with the water, when they open up the stream to water the vineyard, out came seeds. Or let's say he was sowing, planting, or winnowing in the grain field, right there on the side of the vineyard. And then the wind blew it backwards. And then the seeds fell into the vineyard and they sprouted. So that's not going to make that field into climb. Then because it says in the pasuk, Ashad Tizra, that you're going to plant. So he didn't plant it, it planted by itself. But when you're going to have to uproot it, when you do see that it's growing. Now, if you maintain it, you're like, I like that. Well, that's going to make it into climb. Now, let's say the wind blew it in front of him. And he sees that the seeds fell into the vineyard. Well, then, that's like he himself planted. So the kid said, what should he do if, let's say, he sees that it's sprouting these grass? So he should just turn it over with the plow, and that will be sufficient. Now, v'mitzam, but let's say he finds them shenasu aviv, that the seed already has come, it's already sprouted, it just didn't grow a third of it. Yinapetz eisei aviv kedei lashchisis, he should crush that growth to destroy it. Shakol asabanam, because everything is forbidden to have benefit, like we said in the previous halacha, even the straw is forbidden. Now, the chaff, everything. Now, v'mitzam, shenasu dagel, let's say you find that it's already become grain, then you have to go ahead and burn it, like the halachas of Klai Karim, which has a halacha that it has to be burnt, which, because that becomes forbidden the moment it takes root. In contrast, by a grapevine, which was already pre-planted, that only becomes prohibited when it has a growth of 200. But when you're planting it initially, that's immediate when it takes root, it becomes forbidden. Now, let's say b'mro eisim v'kimam. Let's say he sees them, and he maintains them. Then you have to burn it together with the grapevines that are near them. Again, if it added a 200th in the grapevine, then it all becomes forbidden with this halacha of klein. Halacha yitchas. Already by kerem esev, if someone sees in a vineyard grass, some other growth, she'ain derech b'nei adam lazar, it's not normal for people to plant it. Now, av b'shareit tzibik yumel behemel lefo, although this person individually wants it to be maintained because he wants it for his animals or for some type of medicinal purposes, haris lekidish, that's not going to make it into klein. Until he's maintaining something that in that place, most of the people desire that type of growth. Let's say someone maintains thorns in the vineyard in Arabia. Why? Because they want the thorns for their camels, which in Arabia that's what they do. Well, then Harizi Kiddush, then it's going to make it into climb. But if most people don't do that, that wouldn't be prohibited. Halachi Test Ram contains different types of Zroim and Ilanis as they relate to Klai HaKerem. So, says Ram, Ha'erus, mint, Vakisim, and ivy, Vishashan Zamelech, and the king's lily, Usharmini Zroim, and other types of Zroim, which are plants, which are seeds, that, as we have already mentioned in the past, Eim Klai Makarm, that's not going to be a forbidden mixture in a vineyard. Again, the only exception of the Zeroim is Tevua, is grain. But all the other types of Zeroim are not a prohibition. Now, Hakamvas, hemp, the Hakinres, and artichokes, the Temergefen, and cotton, Harim Kishor Min Yerokas, all types of vegetables, and that we said Yerokas, are Omakacha Bakram. That makes it a problem by climb in the vineyard. And the Chim Komin Yerushom, saving applies to all types of herbs, Sha'ilim Elim Basada, which grow by themselves in the field, Harim Makdisha Bakram. That makes a problem, it's like in the category of Yerokas, it makes a problem of climb in the vineyard. Upoila Mitzri, the Egyptian bean, means Droimu, that's a type of a Zera, and therefore the Enemakadish does not make a problem by climb. Hakonim, bamboo, vaverd, and rose, vatodim, and thorn bushes. Mine ilonim, that's the types of trees. And also, beinim climb a carpet, that's not a problem, but climb in the vineyard. Halacha chav zakal, this is the rule. Kolamaitzi, olin meikar, whoever takes out the leaves from their roots, harizi yarek, that's considered as a vegetable, which again is a problem, but climb. Pchosha inimaitzi, olin meikar, whoever does not take out the leaves from their roots, harizi ilon, that's considered as a tree, which you don't take it from the roots. And again, therefore, that wouldn't be a problem, but climb. That tzalif in the caper bush, ilun chaldav is considered like a tree in all purposes. Lochav halif. Ram discusses the measurement of the addition of the forbidden mixture that would make it problematic. Hara yorek by kerem v'omar. Someone sees a vegetable growing in the vineyard and he says, kishagiloi alakiteno. When I get there, I'm going to pick that out because it's growing in the prohibited area. With a mutter, that's permitted, and it does not become problematic because just like planting is only when you're doing it willingly, here also, it's not willingly, you haven't gotten there yet. But let's say giloi, let's say you got to that point, v'avameilav, and you just passed it by. V'am, and you said, kishavzaloi al-gatana, when I come back, I'll pluck it up. Well, then that means say you're maintaining it, and I'm sure at shahis of echem zayim, and if you delay the amount of time that it already grew a 200th of its growth, it's a kiddush, that's going to sanctify it. Meaning it's going to make a problem by klein. Halacha base, and as Ram explained, but Kates and Mishan Shur, how do you evaluate this? What does it mean, the 200? So, Ryan, you see like this. If you would go ahead and cut off this vegetable, or this type of grain, which is the other variable in this equation, from the ground, but how long would it take to dry up? So, grab a hold of yourself. We're talking about it's going to dry up and it's not going to have any moisture. Let's say it's going to take b'meyasha, 100 hours. In the shtab, so then, therefore, in the shtab, or it's meshagila chatzisha. So if you left it in the ground, the amount of a half an hour, hare haisev b'masayim. So that added a 200th lesson, that's going to make it forbidden. But if you left less than half an hour, that's mutter, that's going to be permitted. That's how you evaluate this 200th, the amount of time that it matures, that it ripens. That's the amount of time that a 200th of that is considered a prohibited addition that makes it into climb. Halach of Gimel. Asalava ba'atzis nakiv. One is forbidden to walk by with a perforated pot, shazeru ba'yerk, which you have a vegetable plant in, and b'seich again into a vineyard. Now, v'menicha tachzegev, and if you put it beneath the vine, v'nishtosh shom ba'aretz, and you left it there on the ground, which again is increasing the amount of a 200th, harizikidush, again, that's making a problem by climb. Halach of Dald, but tzal shenatoy b'kerem. If you have an onion that was planted in the vineyard, v'achkach nekach kerem, and then, it's climb. So you uprooted the vineyard, v'achkach tzamchu b'tzalim, and then the onions continue to sprout, mino ikar hanatua, from the roots that had been planted, which again, that was planted at a time when the vineyard was there. So afa b'shirah b'hagidulim ali kar b'masam, so though the growths that were grew after the climb was already gone, after the vineyard was already uprooted, it grew on the roots, which were problematic, because that was planted there when the vineyard was there. And it grew 200-fold. In other words, the growths are 200 more than what the original prohibited root is. Still, that original root is still going to be prohibited. Now, it does sound like that the growths themselves are going to be permitted, but that's machlek is shown. The Rambam says that no, since they're coming out from the root, that's also going to be prohibited, but the Rambam says, seemingly, that the growths are going to be permitted, but the root is going to maintain this prohibition. And the reason is, in geduli heter, because the permitted growths are not mal nes ikra aser. That does not nullify and elevate the originally prohibited root, and that's going to be forbidden because that grew in climb. But, again, it sounds like in the Rambam, but the additional growths are going to be permitted.